Architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed projects around the globe, including his home and studio outside Spring Green, Wisconsin, called Taliesin. Its 800 acres enfolds the famed architect's home, studio, and other buildings, including its Hillside Theater. It reopened a few months ago after a massive $1.1 million restoration project. Crews addressed challenges caused by wear, tear, and water that made its way into the building's walls. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz shares Hillside's story of creation and recreation.
Taliesin is in the Driftless region of southwest Wisconsin. The buildings seem to crop out of the rolling landscape, an expression of Frank Lloyd Wright's deep connection to nature. One of the structures holds the Hillside Theater, built from locally sourced sandstone and oak. It appears to rise naturally from its sloped surroundings. Yet shoring up and upgrading the theater over the past 5 years was a gargantuan and expensive task.
It was a very beautiful theater, but it needed a lot of help.
That's Kyle Dockery, Taliesin's collections coordinator. We spoke this past summer as a crowd of Wright enthusiasts gathered to celebrate what would have been the architect's 157th birthday. The highlight was the unveiling of the newly restored Hillside Theater. Its intimate space holds 100 rounded red seats. The audience looks down upon a stage that's punctuated by a large and intricate handmade curtain that Wright designed.
It's this abstract composition of felt and yarn, said to be an example of the Taliesin landscape.
Dockery says the theater is also a special space because Wright connected to the structure in a way that he did not connect with many.
It's a good place to experiment because he doesn't have any clients that he needs to satisfy, so he could test out a lot of ideas here.
The theater's evolution is testament to both testing out and being tested. Its story starts with Wright's aunts. They asked him to design a school for them.
A boarding school, the Hillside Home School. This was in 1887. He was only 20 years old. He designed a much more traditional building than you would expect from Frank Lloyd Wright.
When his aunts needed more space, Wright designed
classrooms, a gymnasium, and a couple of dedicated art and science rooms. The school closed in 1915 after the horrific first fire at Taliesin in 1914.
Yes, Dockery said first fire. There were more at Taliesin. The building stood vacant until the early 1930s, when Wright launched a training program called the Taliesin Fellowship.
And one of their first projects was to turn the old gymnasium into a theater. It became kind of an art house cinema of sorts. So they were showing all of these very unusual and obscure films here throughout the 30s and 40s. And then in April of 1952, they set a brush fire a little too close to the building, which destroyed the theater and the dining room wing next to it. And so immediately they began work on constructing a new theater.
The Hillside Theater that lives on today. According to Taliesin Preservation, it once hosted regular productions performed by Frank Lloyd Wright Fellowship members, in line with Wright's holistic approach to education. Fast forward across the decades, the theater oozed issues. Restoration began in 2019 thanks to financial gifts and grants, including from the National Park Service Save America's Treasures program. Crews worked from the ground up, updating heating, cooling, and ventilation systems, repairing masonry and the roof. The theater stage was reconstructed. Crews installed LED lighting and cameras so performances can now be live-streamed and enjoyed from afar.
My favorite part of it is that it feels very much the same, but it's all just elevated a few notches.
That's David Skidmore of the Grammy Award-winning quartet Third Coast Percussion. The Chicago-based quartet was about to perform at the theater's grand reopening, but the percussion group has a long association with Taliesin.
We first performed at Taliesin in 2009, I believe, and came back in 2011 to celebrate the centenary of this location.
Skidmore even composed a piece for that occasion. It's Wright's creative legacy that means most to the percussionist.
His philosophy, his approach to design, and I've always appreciated his ability to make complex beauty out of simple things.
Skidmore says he's excited for future artists who get to perform in this unique space and the audience who will share the experience. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.